With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The United States and the European Union announcing some details of their trade deal, including tariff rates. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
According to a joint statement from both sides, the U.S.-EU trade deal imposes a 15% import tax on most European goods exported to the U.S. And those goods will include pharmaceuticals and semiconductors. That's noteworthy because President Trump had threatened tariffs on those industries as high as 250%. The trade document is a first step as the two sides continue talks about wine, spirits, and steel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There are a lot of questions and very few answers in a Colorado dairy accident. At least six people are dead.
Six bodies have been recovered from a Colorado dairy, but there aren't any details about their deaths. The Southeast Wildfire Protection District said that rescue crews entered a confined space at the dairy and recovered the bodies. A spokesperson for the local sheriff's office says her agency responded to what she described as an emergency at the dairy. She said it appeared to be an accident, but didn't elaborate on the nature of the emergency or say where exactly the bodies were found. The dairy is located near Keensburg on the Colorado Plains, about 35 miles northeast of Denver. I'm Haya Panjwani.
There were a lot of frightened students and faculty members at two different colleges. False reports of active shooters leading to panic and temporary lockdowns at both Villanova in Pennsylvania and the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. In Pennsylvania, someone called 911 reporting an active shooter. And a short time later in Chattanooga, pretty much the same thing. They were told there of a possible active shooter in the library. Both of those cases were hoaxes. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood doing okay.
According to a study by the American Life League, the nation's largest abortion business continues to prosper despite the repeal of Roe v. Wade, making about $450 million a year in pro-life states alone. Planned Parenthood has raised a huge national hue and cry over pro-life laws and restrictions on its taxpayer funding, but the ALL research indicates that the giant abortion provider is not likely to be going bankrupt anytime in the near future. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Prime Minister of Israel taking his counterpart in Australia to task for vowing to recognize a Palestinian state. Writing on social media, Benjamin Netanyahu says, quote, "History will remember Anthony Albanese for what he is, a weak politician who betrayed Israel and abandoned Australia's Jews. Decision to recognize a Palestinian state comes at a time when anti-Semitism is surging in Australia." This is SRN News. A Ukrainian man is arrested in Italy, that in connection with an attack that damaged the Nord Stream pipeline.
Officials have confirmed the arrest of a man suspected to be one of the coordinators of the 2022 undersea explosions that damaged the Nord Stream gas pipelines between Russia and Germany. The Ukrainian man was found after Italian authorities were alerted to his possible presence in the country. Officers raided a bungalow where the suspect was staying with his family for a few days. Police said he surrendered without resistance. The man was detained on a European arrest warrant that was issued Monday by German authorities. I'm Karen Chemas.
Federal website that informs the public about data collection has gone down. That's causing a lot of concern. The site went offline last weekend, only partially restored now. Data missing after August 1st. One group says those changes of the website's landing pages said it was undergoing revisions. More details, srnnews.com.